Line Service 3, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert of the 12th Sunday after Pentecost and chant the intro.
It is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another.
We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. We recount your wondrous deeds. At the set time that I will judge with equity.
and mercy, teach us by your Holy Spirit to follow the example of your Son in true humility, that we may withstand the temptations of the devil, and with pure hearts and minds avoid ungodly pride. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost is from Proverbs chapter 25. It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and the smith has material for a vessel. Take away the wicked from the presence of the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence, or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 131 responsibly, whole verse by whole verse.
O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me.
But I have found it quiet in my soul, like a meek child with his father. Like a meek child is my soul within me.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you are also in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate, in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruits of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Himself will be humbled, he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
One Sabbath, when Jesus went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. Then he took him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Now he told the parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. He who humbles himself will be exalted." He said also to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
The Nicene Creed on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission.
842, you may be seated.
Jesus came to serve the lowly and the least among us, to raise them up over the proud and the highest of people. We are called to do the same. We honor humility in Jesus' name. We show mercy to others This is who we are because we are connected to Christ, who humbled himself for us on the cross and is merciful to us every day. So let us consider how we find true exaltation in humility and mercy by beginning with how Jesus himself was merciful, helped the low. The context is that there's a banquet and a feast. And at this banquet and feast, there's a lowly man who has a disease called dropsy. Now today, it's called edema. It's fluid buildup in your feet and your lower legs. It's a swelling of the body with internal fluid buildup. And it can also be the inflammation of your arteries, your kidney, your liver, and heart. It's very painful. This poor man is plagued by edema. Now it's Sabbath. It's the day of rest. For the Jewish people, you were to do no work on the Sabbath, but you did go to the synagogue for the Sabbath worship service. And it was customary in the evening to have a dinner after Sabbath worship. And so there is a dinner at the ruler of the house of the Pharisees. He would have been a wealthy man. And he's invited Jesus. The Pharisees are watching Jesus very closely. They were very legalistic about the Sabbath. They would give all these rules. You can do this, you can't do that. They saw it as a rule rather than a day of rest. Now, Jesus knows what they're thinking. So he's going to show mercy to this man and right in front of them calls a man up and heals him. The dropsy and the edema is gone. Now, he knew in their narrow view of what the Sabbath is. You did work. And Jesus knows the hypocrisy. He's trying to point out, Sabbath is a day to rest. I just gave this man rest by healing him from this disease. I healed the man in body and soul. And then to point out the hypocrisy, he speaks to these legalistic Pharisees and said, how many of you, if outside your door, your son or your ox falls in a ditch, are you going to sit there and say, you got to stay there all day, it's the Sabbath? No, you're going to pull them out immediately because you want to help them. That's all Jesus did, show mercy to this man, the lowly man. Christ showed mercy to him, and he shows mercy to you and me. See, Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Remembering the Sabbath day is resting in Christ, no matter what day of the week it is. He is our Sabbath rest. As the writer said in the epistles, the Lord is our helper. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He always has time to show mercy to us. And he calls us to show hospitality, to remember Christians who are in prison, to honor the marriage bed, to be content with what we have, not greedy, to imitate the faith of our leaders and our teachers and pastors, because we are the lowly ones to whom the Lord has shown mercy. Rejoice that you rest in Jesus, who heals us body, mind, and spirit. He healed this lowly man, and in his healing here on earth, he gives a glimpse of our true healing in heaven. Rest in Jesus, our Sabbath rest, who heals the lowly and shows us mercy. Secondly, we are called to sit in the lowest place in humility. Now Jesus goes on to teach the people at this banquet. He says, now if you go to a wedding feast and you're invited, don't choose the place of honor. Don't go walking in like you own the place and sit up at the front. And then later, the person managing the banquet says, what are you doing? You go sit at the back, and you are shamed. Instead, he says, choose the lowest place. And then he sees you and says, friend, come and sit up at the front. And you're honored in front of all. What was the point? Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Now, Jesus is not talking about a manipulation technique so you can get the highest place by acting humble first. No, he's talking about this is what our life is. Christ humbled himself on the cross. We willingly humble ourselves before other people because life is not about me, but it's about me helping you and helping others. And the same is true for you. Jesus is the one who took the lowest place of all. It says that we come to an altar, which is the Lord's Supper altar, where we receive Christ's body and blood, because Jesus suffered outside the gate. What that means is the place of the skull was outside the city gate. They dragged Jesus outside the city and crucified him by the garbage dump called this place of the skull, or Calvary. He bore our cross and our shame there. He endured the reproach that we deserve. In him, Christ's righteousness is given to us, and our sin is given to him. You know, Paul says, he who is rich became poor, so that through his poverty, we might become rich in the treasure of Christ. Think of how Christ died outside the gate. And now, the writer says, we come to our true high priest at this altar, where he gives us his body and blood under the bread and wine, because we have a lasting city in heaven, not here on earth. It is good to be strengthened by his grace, because we have a holy city and a holy place and a holy Jesus Christ and a holy God, and we are holy people. Atoning blood of Christ has enabled us to be reconciled to God the Father. We rest in the righteousness of Jesus. And in his blood we are cleansed and receive forgiveness, life, and salvation. Jesus is our Sabbath rest. Jesus humbled himself. Jesus is merciful to you and me. And then thirdly, Jesus talks about how this is going to affect our lives. Jesus continues. He said, now when you have a dinner, don't just invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, and your rich neighbors who can repay you reciprocal kind of flattery. No, he says instead, invite the poor, crippled, the lame, and the blind, because they cannot repay you. When people will go to their fancy banquets, along the roadside, this is what they would see. A blind man, a crippled man, someone who can't hear, and they would simply walk by. Jesus is saying the feast in heaven is for everyone, including them. Invite the crippled, the poor, the lame, the blind to the banquet. Jesus came for all people. Jesus is showing what it means to be merciful to people. Jesus is inviting you to the heavenly banquet. We continually offer up sacrifices of praise with our lips as we acknowledge him in the Nicene Creed. As we come in his name and are baptized by water and word and come to the Lord's table, we know that doing good means sharing with others in hospitality, obeying your leaders in the church, a joyful sacrifice that is pleasing to God in your daily life, humility and mercy towards all. You know, there is no end to what the Lord can do in his church when he has people who are humble and want to show mercy. And there's nothing the Lord can do with his gathered people when they're filled with pride or hatred. The Lord has called us in our daily vocations to walk in humility and to be merciful. When you go through your week, and I'll have to give you examples because you will figure this out on your own. You have the vocation of being a disciple of Jesus here, and a husband and a wife or a father and mother if you're married, and a sibling in your family. And then you have your career. You're here as a member of this church and you're part of the community. In every one of those vocations, you get up in the morning and say, Lord, I want to walk in humility before you, and our Lord Christ who humbled himself, help me find ways today to show mercy to every single person I meet. And I guarantee with the Holy Spirit, you will figure that out. The person who needs a listening ear, the person who's depressed, the person who just had an accident and needs someone to help them in their house, whatever it might be. Say, Lord, help me show mercy to all whom I meet. So in conclusion, Jesus took the lowest place, didn't he? He was the one who humbled himself to death on the cross. Jesus is now exalted to the right hand of God. Through his resurrection and ascension, he sits in glory, and he will come again on the last day. He humbled himself and humbles us by the preaching of the law and lifts us up by the preaching of the gospel. Now we will joyfully help all people, especially the lowly, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So my friends, may humility and mercy describe your life and the life of all Christians. He comes to us in preaching and teaching and baptism and absolution and Holy Communion. He shapes you, a life of humility and mercy. This is who we are. This is how we conduct ourselves. This is why we exist. This is what we do. This is where we serve when we offer ourselves to the Lord and to others. May our lives be seen in humility and mercy towards others. And in that, then we will understand true exaltation. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory on page 192. Take the record of fellowship pad at the end of your pew, fill out the sheet, tear it out, and put it in the basket in the narthex. You may be seated.
Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, through the humiliation of your Son upon the cross, you have called us to a place at your heavenly table. Teach us to treasure this place of honor, to spurn all the foolishness of this world. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, your Son calls us to repentance and often offers us forgiveness of sins in his death and resurrection. Help us to trust you, O Lord, to be forgiven in your name and to serve others in mercy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, grant mercy to your church here and throughout the world. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Child Care, Campus Ministry, Sunday School, Vacation Bible School, International Ministry, also our Campus Ministry to the international students as we bring the gospel into our community. Grant that your church will be united in doctrine and practice worldwide. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, you've established the family, and you want the home to be a place where we learn, care, and extend love to one another. We pray on behalf of all people that you would bless all of our homes in this parish and strengthen and restore our relationships through the healing power of forgiveness. Bless us in our vocations and callings. This week, bless Aaron Hartman, Jean McDonald, Jennifer Plain, Kim Seawall, Alex Stringer, Pastor John Zimmerman, and McGuire Hartman as they celebrate their baptism and birthday, and bless Curtis and Jerry Hedrick as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless our nation and those who lead our land. Guide those who serve on behalf of all people. Be with all the people in Minneapolis recovering from the tragedy there. Watch over all of us and our families and country and nation, that justice and peace may reign. Grant us in times of trial and test faith in Christ, and we continue to pray, O Lord, for peace all over the world in Syria, Israel, Palestine, and the Ukraine. And be with Calvin, Eli, Daniel, Gabe, Mike, and Alex as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we pass through all manner of difficult circumstances. Be with the lonely, the persecuted, the imprisoned, the addicted, those suffering from mental distress, those suffering from body affliction. Continue to be with Sally McNeil, Sarah Lemke, Pastor Lee Hagen, Johnny Eisenbrown, Michael Knox, Betty Tinney, Candy Darmody, Ember Ward, Raymond Sendelbach, all in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us, O Lord, to come to the heavenly feast in heaven, receiving life and salvation and honored at a place at your table. All these things and whatever else we know, you know that we need, grant us, dear Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your heart.
Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon the cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven, hallowed hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
listen to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.